Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on security. I'm Evan Schumann. Although there are a huge number of elements of PCI 2.0, the category of encryption and key management is certainly one of the most significant. Retailers today are fighting this constant battle where the bad guys are always two steps ahead. The cyber thieves often have better financing, and they can justify investing a lot of time. How well does PCI 2.0 do at trying to give merchants a little bit of a better chance? On the line with us to try to figure this out is Aaron Reynolds, a Verizon Business Security Principal Consultant. In the key change rotation, which involves 3.6.4, the document NIST 800.57 is a three-part NIST standard, 324 pages long. What is your take on them referring to that as the place where retailers should go and look it up?
Without taking anything away from the document itself, because it is a very good document, I guess my question would be, are merchants going to even read it? Will QSAs read it? I really hope that they will, but I question whether those that are going to make these decisions around crypto periods, that they are going to fully digest that document, and if they do, will they fully understand it?
Will they interpret it correctly? Or even more importantly, will they all likely interpret it the same way?
One of the things that I think will happen is that those who found no difficulties in achieving annual rotations, they'll just continue to do that. However, they do have to document their crypto periods for each of these, which I think is going to require that they either consult with their QSA or read the standard themselves to make sure that it is in alignment with the key size, key length, risk of key compromise, and the sensitivity of the data that they are encrypting. I don't think it's the PCI standards job necessarily to get that specific and say you absolutely have to do it this way. Encryption is, it's a huge space. There are a lot of different scenarios, but it was very specific before. My experience has been there certainly is plenty of room for compensating controls in this area, and I didn't see it as being something that in most cases needed such a change. However, there's going to be some that certainly find the technical and business constraints that are going to welcome this change. They got a lot of work ahead of them in reading this three-part, 324-page document, though.
Aaron, in your view, what are the key changes that 2.0 makes in the encryption area?
There were a number of changes in the area of cryptography and key management. The changes include requirements to keep hashed and truncated PAN data separate from each other. It also included clarifications for protection of encryption keys, clarifications around changes for key rotations. They introduced the new terminology crypto period for keys and clarifications around choosing an appropriate crypto period for an encryption key. They also made clarifications for split knowledge or dual control of keys.
Which of those would you consider the most significant and why?
I think it depends on which angle you're looking at. I mean, from a security perspective, certainly the clarifications around hashing and protections to keep hash data and truncated data was a big one in terms of security. The ease of being able to correlate a hash with rainbow tables that leverage the truncated data is quite trivial. In terms of impacts to clients, again, I think you could pick and choose. There's going to be negative impacts in terms of how hashing and this new requirement around hashing is going to impact. And when I say negative, I mean negative in terms of them having to actually do something, changing, re-architecting, redoing the way their applications leverage this information, store it, and pull the data. The others I see more as clarifications that I think are going to add flexibility, certainly changes in key rotations going from annual key rotations at a minimum to picking an appropriate crypto period, and they reference NIST 800-57 as a best practice reference for that. That's certainly going to allow for flexibility in how key rotations are done, but again, going back to arguments around clarity and flexibility, it's definitely going to open the door for some conflict, some difference of opinions between QSAs and retailers in terms of what is an appropriate crypto period. The considerations that are to be made around key rotations are strength of the algorithm, size and length of the key, the risk of key compromise, and then sensitivity of data being encrypted. All of those, with exception to, you know, the strength of the algorithm, size and length of key, are quite subjective. You know, when we look at what the risk of key compromise is, when we look at the sensitivity of the data, one credit card versus a million credit cards versus 10,000 credit cards, it's somewhat subjective. Although it does open the door for great flexibility in key rotation, I think we're going to see potentially a number of debates and potential conflicts between assessors and retailers.
The court change in that area, which the key rotation, the 3.6.4, the key change there was the removal of the requirement to do this at least annually and replacing that with the requirement, as you referenced, to NIST 800-57. There are some who would say that having more specific time frame, or at least a minimal time frame, is important, again, to provide consistency.
You're talking about removing something that, even though it was very difficult for many retailers to meet that requirement, you're taking away something that is very specific. There's no argument between an assessor and a retailer if we're looking at requirement 3.6.4. The retailer knows exactly what they need to do and set their processes accordingly. I think moving it to something that is now open to interpretation, I think it's definitely going to, one, cause additional work, because I believe the standard also references having to document these crypto periods that are defined for each of the encryption methods within an environment. So we're now moving away from, okay, you know, whether I've got one or whether I've got eight different encryption solutions within my environment, and knowing that I've got to work towards near key rotation, we're now stepping back and saying, okay, and again, some of this is very good in terms of looking at the sensitivity of the data, looking at the risk of key compromise. I guess I just question, does the retail industry, do all QSAs, are they experts in cryptography to make calls in terms of what crypto period is appropriate for each of these environments? The NIST standard itself is a 250-plus page document, so digesting this, fully understanding it, and making appropriate security decisions, I think there's going to be some that will do just fine with it, and I think there's others that are going to struggle with this change.
For the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on security, this is Evan Schumann.